America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. You know, friend, as we're in the early part of the year, as we're recording these, I hope that you will take time to read your Bible every day. And I hope you'll take time to pray every day. You know, I had something happen the other day to me that was out of the ordinary. And I began to think, why did that happen? It was a good thing. And I went back and began to realize it's because I had it on my prayer list. I'd been praying about it. And brother, God will move if you will pray. And I'm talking to you. Right now is the time to pray. Right now. You say, "Preacher, I'll do that when I have time." You'll never have time. You got to take time. Right now is the time to do it. Amen. So I hope you'll take time to pray and read your Bible this year. Now be found in the house of God somewhere on this Wednesday evening. Father, take this broadcast and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm preaching a message this week on what is revival. Let's go back to that at this time. But if God looks down on me and sees how feeble I am, but I'd hate to live my life serving the Lord and my wife never pray or read her Bible. Boy, that'd be a hard pull in life if I had a wife that wasn't with me. Oh, but every week of my wife's life, just like I do. Now, we do it at different times. And what time we do it is none of nobody's business. But I see my wife go every week and pray for this nation for revival. My friend, you don't have to pray. You can continue living it up and playing and living in pleasure. But I tell you, one day when our freedoms are taken, you're going to wish God would live again in our homes. What about our nation? Don't you wish God would live again? You know why God's not living in our nation anymore? Because we kicked him out. We're now reaping the generation we set up in the 60s. The hippie movement. The rock music movement. Elvis, you can get mad if you want to, but Elvis Presley and the Beatles did more to hurt America. And people embrace that mess, and all the country music and all the Hollywood and all that that came on, the hippie movement and the ideas that were being passed around at that time, even NASA. And I've got the tapes, I've got the audio tapes where they were up in space and they're sending the spaceship. Now I'll give them this: in 1969 they did read the Bible on the way to orbit the moon. They did read from the King James Bible, but they were up there talking about the moon being 250 million years old and all that. And that's where all this stuff started. And now we have reaped that. We now have a nation that you cannot pray in the school system. We now have a nation that believes a lie, and they peddle this idea of separation of church and state, and nowhere in the Constitution is that found. Nowhere is that found. We now have this idea of people don't want God. And I tell you what, it's not just in our country. Our churches don't want God. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a price that comes with wanting God. Preacher, I'm not willing to pay it. When a foreign enemy comes in, begins to kill, begins to burn, begins to take your children, will you then see need to pray for America? Will you wait until they're in California and they say, "Well, they're 3,000 miles away. I'll live it up a few more days," and then they're in Texas, and then they finally get to North Carolina? I'm just telling you, that God would live in our nation again. You know, you can go to some of our monuments in Washington, D.C., and only because they hadn't thought of taking it out, but there's scriptures there from the King James Bible on some of these monuments.
Ladies and gentlemen,
revival. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.